KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have clear skies at 75 degrees. We look forward to be mostly sunny, hot, and humid today. A high of 95 with the heat index as high as 105 degrees. There is a heat advisory in effect for the entire KJAN listening area. In fact, pretty much the entire state of Iowa until 8 o'clock this evening. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In Southwest Iowa news, sheriff's deputies in Montgomery County arrested a man from Clarinda early this morning. 58-year-old Larry Michael Smith was taken into custody at around 2:10 a.m. in the 2700 block of O Avenue. He was arrested on a valid Adams County warrant for contempt of court. Smith was turned over to Adams County authorities and booked into the Adams County Jail, where his cash-only bond was set at $750. Cass County secondary road crews were busy Wednesday evening repairing a section of Highland Road or Cass County Road G30 near the Cass-Pottawatomie County line after a pavement blow-up occurred. The road was reopened to traffic by around 10 p.m. Wednesday. Cass County Emergency Management Coordinator Mike Kennan sent KJAN News pictures of the damage and the repair work. You can take a look at that on our news page at KJAN.com. Members of the Atlantic School District's Board of Education Wednesday evening approved three resignations and numerous contracts and or letters of assignment. The board approved the resignations of Joe Brummer, head freshman football coach, and two late additions, Kathy Wabenga, Washington para educator, and Deanne Schreiner, food services director. Superintendent Steve Barber commented on Schreiner's decision to resign.
Obviously, I have a lot of respect for Deanne Schreiner. She's decided to take on a different job at this particular time. We've been in close communication here the last few days to see if we could come up with some situation. And when it all came down to it, she decided that she needs to move on to this new position.
The board also approved the superintendent's recommended hiring of staff for certain positions, but not before board member Christy Pellett expressed concerns about the late season hiring process.
I guess because we're looking at July 11th and we're approving a couple teachers here, a head coach, and that concerns me. I know we can't control that, but in the past, some of these positions we've looked at as interim type positions. Sometimes we've used that tool just to not get ourselves locked in, you know, this late in the year, and I know we still have an industrial tech person. I just hear comments, you know, I had somebody say something to me about the science position that, boy, they sure would have liked to have applied to it, but they were already under contract in their district. And I think when we get as late as we are, we lose out on good candidates.
And the vote to approve those hirings and letters of contract were 3-1 with Pellett, the no vote, and Josh McLaren absent. And among the persons that were hired was Richard Smith, high school night custodian. Nathan Renz is transferred to high school day custodian. Tracy Doherty, Allison Berryhill, Rhonda Hawkins, and Jenny Madsen, all as TLC mentors. And the previously mentioned additions of Cole Rankin as high school PE teacher, Carolyn Madsen, fifth grade teacher, Dan Vargason, head girls basketball coach, Brad Rasmussen, high school assistant cross country coach, and Jeremy Blake, JV volleyball coach. And a recent report by U.S. News & World Report places the Atlantic High School tops in the Hawkeye 10 Conference and places it high among the best in Iowa. Superintendent Steve Barber spoke of the honor during Wednesday's school board meeting in Atlantic.
The U.S. News & World Report have supported the best high schools in the nation and the states. I don't know how long, but it's been quite a while. And they use criteria that focus on how our students perform on state-level tests and how well the school prepares students for college, as well as some other factors that are considered. I'm happy to report, extremely excited to report, that the Atlantic High School was ranked 26th best high school in the state of Iowa, and we're nationally recognized. So congratulations to the staff, the students of Atlantic High School.
And the high school earned a bronze medal as part of the recognition. In our funeral announcements, Patricia Ann Frazier, age 92, of Harlan, died Saturday at the Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A celebration of life for Patricia Frazier will be today at 10 o'clock at the C.G. Turkelson Center in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has the arrangements. Julia Frances Peterson, age 94, of Elkhorn, died Sunday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Memorial services for Julia Peterson will be today at 11 o'clock at Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Thomas Lee Hildebrand, age 64, of Harlan, died July 1st at Murtu Medical Center. Memorial services for Thomas Hildebrand will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan, with Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan in charge of the arrangements. Cecil Buckner, age 71, of Des Moines, died Saturday at his home. Funeral services for Cecil Buckner will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle, with a luncheon to follow. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Brian Kite, age 56, of Atlantic, died Monday at his home. Memorial services for Brian Kite will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Betty Lon Mecklen Newbold Johnson, age 75, of Lee's Summit, Missouri, a former Atlantic resident, died July the 9th. A memorial service for Betty Lon Mecklen Newbold Johnson will be held Sunday at 3:30 at the Harrisonville United Methodist Church in Harrisonville, Missouri. Cullen Funeral Home of Raymore, Missouri, has the arrangements. Dr. William Bill Robert Dowd, age 91, of Long Beach, California, a native of Stewart, died January 12th following a brief illness. Graveside services for Dr. Bill Dowd will be held July 28th at 10 a.m. at the Calvary Catholic Cemetery in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. The news brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.